not only will they just die, they will die a shameless death. That you will know this is the person. God said you will know this is the person that has been troubling your life. A new life God is giving to somebody. A new life, 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 a new life. Tonight we're going to just pray. Yesterday we used a scripture that really touched me. And I was praying on it over the night. I woke up in the middle of the night and I prayed. I think Isaiah 37 verse 3. But before we go into Isaiah 37 verse 3, I want us to just appreciate God. There are some people that didn't go through half of what you have gone through, and they are dead. There are some people that did not go through 10% of what you went through, and they died. I want you to just appreciate, just express yourself to God. This God that has kept you, even when doctors have lost hope, just thank God for what God has done in your life. Just appreciate God and say, God, it is you that kept me. It's not because I have prayed well. It's not because I know how to do it. But because of your grace, because of your mercy, because you are there for me, because you never leave me, you never forsake me. Just appreciate God over your life, over your children, over your household, that they are not coming to greet you, to commiserate with you. Just appreciate this good God tonight. Just appreciate this good God, though. You are traveling. I remember this year, I drove sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours with my whole family in the car. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. If not for your grace, where will I be? Just give him praise, give him glory, give him praise, give him glory. Some people, it's only a only little headache, they are gone. And you are still here. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Makumbra te koshegede. Just appreciate this good God tonight. Appreciate this good God tonight. Appreciate this good God tonight. Just give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Just worship him. Worship this good God, this kind-hearted God, this God that is not like you and me. Just give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him glory tonight. Makando beregedegede. Leboto yadakosholegede. Yes, Lord, if not for you, where will I be? If not for you, O God. If not for you, O God. Ikasharo bregede kosholegede. In Jesus' name we worship. Let's still thank him. A woman lost 2 children in Ibadan going to collect food. Do you know some of us could be in that same condition? If not that God show us mercy. If not that we have something to eat. People died in that. People died in the one in Abuja. Last two nights, the people are seeking for another food. What it means is, thank God for your life that you are not there. I was telling my wife today, somebody called me, was complaining, 8 pieces of chicken that he want to use for this year. The son gets into the fridge, finish everything. They cut this much more like this. 8 pieces. And I look at this. At times I will finish the whole 8. I've been to Nando's and I finished 1.5 chicken. Finished 1 whole one. I started the second one. I want us to thank God that God raised you out of the multitude. This afternoon when I was thanking God, that I am now the one some people are depending their life upon. Saying, give me, uncle, you have not given me this, brother, you have not given me money. I am not in their shoe. I am not the one begging. If not God, the way they born them is the way that I was born. Are you understanding me? Some of them, the same school you went to is the school they went to. But God just showed mercy. Today is the last Friday of the year. Let's just appreciate this God. And just consider it, bye-bye. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you are dear for me, O God. Thank you, Lord, O God, that I am not begging for food. Oh God, for those who are in that place, I am not being proud. I am just appreciating you, God. I am appreciating you, God. I am appreciating you, God. Your enemy wants you to be homeless, but God shut their mouth. Your enemy wants you to be childless, but God shut their mouth. Just give him praise this morning. Give him praise tonight, because God has been good to you and me. God has been wonderful to you and me. God has been awesome to you and me. Let's just appreciate this good God tonight. Let's give him praise tonight. Let's give him glory tonight. If you can think back, you will be able to thank God. If you can think back, you'll be able to thank God. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. He koshare bale de gede gede. He bara da 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 da. He bako shole gede. He bakondo ye gede gede. Leto yanda yagada. Just appreciate this, my good God. Appreciate this, my excellent God. Lord, we worship you. 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 He koshare bale de. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now we are going to start from where we stopped yesterday. Can you put the screen for me up for me? Isaiah 37, verse 3. He said, and they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is the day of trouble. Whatever is causing you trouble this year, it will die with today in the name of Jesus. You will not wake up with them tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Anything troubling you, troubling your family, troubling your loved one, will nail it to the cross tonight. You will not wake up with it in the name of Jesus. He said, this is a day of trouble. And of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children are come to birth and there's no strength to bring forth. And we prayed seriously about it yesterday. There's no need to be pregnant if you cannot give birth to it. Hallelujah. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of effort for somebody to be pregnant for 9 months and have a stillbirth. And you said, so we are going to cry to God. Lord, my dream, listen, this our prayer is for the end of the year. Mama, I still believe God. But between now and Tuesday, I believe God, my sister, but between now and Tuesday, wonders is in the hand of God. Where you never expected. Things can happen. I've shared this testimony in this church before. A lady was deported. It was deported, was going to deport her back to Nigeria. She was crying. She doesn't know what to do. And this is another guy, you know, and the guy will not allow this girl to rest. Somebody was deported who was just cracking her brain. Where will I start from? Where will I settle? where will I say? And somebody is asking for your number. He doesn't even have a number. And the guy, after some time, the guy just gave up. What do you want this man? Stop troubling my life. I've spent 9 years abroad, and I am on way home, deported with nothing. Everything I had has been seized. I am going home. He said, as I am, no bag. Empty-handed. And the guy said, if you can just give me a minute, let's just talk. I said, okay, fine. This is my number. I know you are not in the mood to talk. When we get to Nigeria, we talk. I gave the number. The lady collected the number. But when she was being let out, you know, the immigration was signing the paper and all that, as she was coming out, he saw the entourage that came to pick the boy. He was now looking at her. Have I not given my meat to dog to chop now? When he saw the entourage, and he just waved, he said, I'll call you. And when he called, the guy said, I am a prince. I needed somebody to marry. If I don't marry within the next 6 months, then my place will be given to my brother. He said, but the way I saw you, God told me inside my heart that you are my wife. Somebody on deported tree, that the life is over. They meet. Within 1 month, they've done introduction. Today, the lady fly around the world on private jets. It's from around Warwick Prince area there. For somebody who has lost hope, who told you cannot give back to your dream? What I'm saying is, between now and Tuesday, God must show up for me. God must show up in my matter. So, you see, listen what I'm saying. I don't know why God gave me these three days. 3 days this week, 3 days next week. Next week, we are going to pray to uncover anything that is covered. Because the Bible said there is nothing covered that will not be uncovered. Next year, they will see you. Everywhere where your glory has been covered, light will shone around you. Your glory will shone and you will be manifesting. So we are going to stand on our feet, we can. We are going to pray, Lord, the grace to bring forth. The grace to get back to my dream. Lord, I know I see after him before the end of this year. Lord, give me the grace to bring forth. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. That grace to bring forth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. The grace to bring forth. The grace to deliver. Oh God, give unto me. Pray for yourself. Lord, I need that grace to bring forth. I need that grace to bring forth. I can bale koto yegedegedegede. Libaro toko shelegedegede. The grace to bring forth. Lord, give unto me tonight, Lord. Makashelegedegede. Lord, I have big dreams. I have big expectations for this year. Lord, let me bring them forth, Baba. Let me bring them forth, Baba. Let me bring them forth, Baba. Everything I prayed for about this year, everything I'm hoping for about this year, Lord, let me bring it forth. Just cry to him. Lord, let me bring forth everything I pray for. It's not late for you, Lord. This is not late for you. Do the miracle in my life. It's not late for you, Lord. Do the miracle in my life, Lord. It's not late for you, Lord. Do the miracle in my life, Lord. It's not late for you, Lord. Do the miracles in my life, Lord. It's not late, Lord. Do the miracles in my life. Pray for yourself. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Oh God, my expectation will not be cut short. Do the miracles in my life, Lord. Do the miracles in my life, Lord. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are still going to pray more on this. Then I'll show you another fashion of this scripture. You are going to pray the strength to bring forth. You know, when I go for interview, that's the way I pray, Pastor. I will say, Holy Ghost, don't allow me to speak. Speak through me. Take over the mouth of the interviewer. So that Holy Ghost is talking to Holy Ghost. There can't be confusion. Because if I'm speaking, I will be speaking error. But when Holy Ghost is talking to Holy Ghost, I know my sorrow. That singer say, Oto akoko egbe mi dide. The song said, it is time. Raise me up now. It is time. Bring your glory out now. Listen to me. This is just very simple. He said, I'm with a child. I am in labor ward. There's no strength to bring forth. Oh God, you are going to pray. This baby must not die. I must bring forth the strength to deliver before the end of this year. Lord, give unto me now the strength to bring forth my dream, the strength to bring forth my expectation before the end of this year. Lord, release it unto me now. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. That strength to bring forth, that strength to bring through. Lord, give unto me now the strength to bring forth before the end of this year my dream, my expectation, all my focuses, the strength to bring it forth, the strength to bring it forth, give unto me before the end of this year. Pray for yourself. The strength to bring forth, Oluwa for me, that grace to bring forth, the power to bring forth, Lord, give unto me, Lord, the power to bring forth the dreams that I carry, oh God, the purposes that I carry, the grace to bring it forth, Lord, give unto me tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Isaiah 26, verse 18, we need to pray this. Instead, I am with a child. But instead of bringing forth child, I'm bringing forth wind. Instead, we have been with child. We have been in pain, labor pain. We have, as it were, brought forth with wind. This is not what I want to see. I hope people are getting what I'm saying today. It said we have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in it. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. You are going to pray. Mama, help us read it tonight. Sorry for my people who doesn't understand the tongues of heaven that Mama is reading. Yes. It's enough, ma. We have been pregnant. We are in pain. But instead of bringing forth the child, we brought forth with a fufu. I don't know who is under the sound of my voice tonight. That what you got this year is not what you are expecting. Heaven will bring a change tonight in the name of Jesus. What you are praying for is not what is in your hands. Heaven will bring a change tonight in the name of Jesus. That child will come. The wind will be blown away. The child will come. The promise will come. The sickness will be blown away. Your health will come. The disappointment will be blown away. Your purpose will come in the name of Jesus. He said, we have been with a child. Everybody looked it up with congratulations. I call woman. You say, oh, I'm going to the labor ward to go and bring my baby. He said, but instead of bringing baby, we brought forth wind. We are going to pray. The power that is changing my baby. The power that is changing my purpose. The power that is changing answers to my prayer. I destroy it tonight. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Destroy those power that is changing your baby. The power that is changing your purpose. The power that is changing what you are waiting for. Destroy them tonight. Destroy them tonight. Every power that is changing the baby to wind. That is changing your purpose to disappointment. Pray against it tonight. Cry to God. Cry to God. Whatever is changing your baby, whatever is changing your purpose, whatever is changing what you are believing God for, he said, manager, not by cleaning lonche. Marika dia godo we change it today. We change it today. We change it today. Whatever is changing your purpose, whatever is changing your prayer, we cancel it today. We cancel today. E koroba la da da ga da ga da. Iba to ye ge de ge de ge de. E de do go do. E de do go do. E de go do go do. We change it today. Mante tunda tunda tuga da. Rebele de 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 de. Ibre ge de go do. Iba la da 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 da. Ibre ge de ge de ge de. Iba la da 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 da. Iba kosho de de. Ibre de 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 de. Iba kosho. Pray for yourself. Every power that is causing that, we change it today. 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 Maroto to get it. Today, in Jesus' name we pray. No, don't understand it. He said we have been with child. We have been in pain. He's talking of labor pain. After the labor pain is congratulations, everybody is expecting. Whatever we change that greeting to you, we cancel it today. Amen. One by one, God will destroy your enemy.
Amen.
One by one, that two-edged sword will cut off their head in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are still going to pray more on this prayer. You are going to pray. Lord, 2024 is not over yet. Whatever is changing my purpose, the power behind it, oh God, the hand that joined hand because of it, Lord, let those hands wither. Let the power be destroyed. Lord, let me receive my testimony. Lord, I am still expecting my testimony before the end of this year. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, I trust you for my testimony. I trust you for what you will do in this assembly, Lord. Even before December 31st, I trust you for the bread two members will receive. I trust you for healing that will take place. I trust you for the transformation that will take place. I trust you for what you will do, Lord. Lord, do it for us, Jehovah. Do it for us, Jehovah. Do it for us, Jehovah. Liketum balaga degede. Iba koshele gede gede gede. Ibre to koshele gede. Iba la da 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 da. Iba koshele gede gede gede. Iba to 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 koto gede. Ibre te keshe gede. Le bato. In Jesus' name we pray. Ezekiah got to the valley of dry bones. He saw the bone. The place was filled up with bones. And God said, hey, you call yourself prophet? He said, yes, sir. You say, I ordain you? He said, yes, sir. You say, I anoint you prophet? He said, yes, sir. He said, can this bone live? Along your. Only God saved him that. If he said, oh, they can live, God will have told him, make them live. He said, God, only you know. And I submit to everyone. Only God knows how he will change your condition. Only if the way I saw your condition, I know God, my God, can do wonders between now and Tuesday. Amen. Somebody's ovary will be changed. I'm just hearing it. I'm just saying it. Change, change, change. Something is happening in this assembly. God said something to me at the early hour of this morning. He said, I will encourage you with miracle in the ministry. Amen. That's what God says. He said, I will encourage you with miracle. Give me Agai 1:6. Mama Yamabaka, Agai 1:6. What they have never done in your family before, you will just do it gently. Amen. You will just do it simply. Amen. That money nobody ever had in your family, God will just give it to you. Look at what the Bible says before Mama read it in Yoruba. It said, you have sown much. You have sown. You sow so much. I'm bringing little. It went on, he said, you eat. You have not enough. You drink, but ye are not filled with drink. He said, he clothed you, but there's none warm. Even more wash ever. And he that earned wages to put in a bag with holes. But that story is changing today. Mama ever cried, Joma. You hear that? You have sown much. You have prayed much. Some of you prayed 18 hours of 24 hours. Some of you can give your life to people. God was telling me about one woman. He said she's sowing in a wrong way. She's sowing a lot, but she's sowing in a wrong way. He said those she's sowing to, that they think she's making their life better, are the source of her problem. You are going to pray. Lord, your word says, if I sow, I will reap. Abby, your word says, if I work, I must earn wages. Whatever is draining my strength, listen, those who gave birth, sir, If you go back to Isaiah 37, verse 3, the strength they used to push, only God knows where those strength is. Eh? People get bad. Normal delivery will not all those who go through with knife. Where the strength come for them to push, only God knows. Because they will have been pushing small, small, they will be already be tired. But when it comes to the last push, you will just hear them do some heavenly shout. And the baby will just show up. You are going to pray. The last push. Somebody's breakthrough start now.
Amen.
Let's say, mommy, if you plant corn, it will be growing under the ground. Not all of them breakthrough. Some of them, the hand will be so dry that they will not be break. But when they are able to, you will just see, it will just crack open. When the ground crack open, then the corn will start to come out. Any plant. There is a last push. There is a last strength that brings forth. Somebody is receiving that strength right now in the name of Jesus. The strength that your mate do not have. Pastor, when I was looking at Elijah, when Elijah said, I am tired. Oh, God, I'm ready to die. Kill me. God said, shut up. He said, I have 7,000 like you who have never bowed their head or who have never kissed. What God is saying, there are 7,000, they have no, they didn't break forth, though they didn't compromise. How many people have the same degree you have with a better class and they are still in the village? But there is a strength that pushes you to where you are today. Adura can look back to where David do why. Can we pray? You know, this prayer and fasting, go and write it down. Write these 3 days down and check within the next 6 months. If something significant did not happen to you, then there's no God. Something significant will happen and you will know, Oluwa mo gba iwe. The strength that pushed to the next level. The strength. David look at Goliath. He look at his size. He doesn't know what to say. He now was recounting what he has done. I've killed the bear. I've killed the lion. I've done this. All the people who were looking at him were just looking at his mouth. Story. Do you know most of us will think of story? But why his story is still in the Bible is because he had another story after the story. He now said, God, who gave me that strength, will give me the strength for this. Can somebody pray tonight? God, you that you gave me strength to be above my mate. Give me the strength to go to the next level. God, you that you gave me strength to get married. Give me the strength to raise children. God, you that you gave me strength to get a job. Give me strength to make it through the job. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody's story will change completely.
Amen.
Hear me and hear heaven today. Between now and December 31st, something sporadic will change.
Amen.
In your body, you will know something has changed.
Amen.
Unusual strength will start coming upon you. Amen. Unusual glory will begin to resurface. You will know heaven has stepped into your case, that heaven is changing things for you in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. He said, you have so much. This year, I don't want to sow and not earn much. The Bible says, Isaac sowed in the land. The same year, he earned 100-fold. But this one says, you didn't even earn what you sow. It's an error. The Bible says, it's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Give me Revelation 21, 5 and 6. Revelation 21, 5 and 6. And he said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Who is receiving new things now? I feel like doing more in the prophetic tonight. I see all things new, all things new, all things coming new. He said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. They are true and not fake. They are true and not fake. And he said to me, it is what? Done. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. If I allow you to see the beginning of 2024, you will see the end. He said, I will give unto him that is attached. I will, Mama, please open your own. Mama, open your own to a different version. I want to, he said, I will give unto him that is attached of the fountain of the water of life. How? How much did he say you will pay? He said, freely. Say, let him. 21:6. I will give unto him that is attached. How many of us are attached to that? I am. Mama, read your own.
Then he said, it happened. I'm A to Z in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the conclusion.
I'm the conclusion. For those that are thirsty, how many of us are thirsty to that? You see, listen, we have 15 minutes. Is this clock on late? We just start the prayer now. 15 minutes to it. We just started. Listen, this church is free for everyone. You are going to call upon God. If you are going to go on your knee, if you are going to lie down, you will talk to God. He said, I will give to him that is attached. Fountain of what? He didn't. What is our church? Fountain, cornerstone fountain church. He said, I will give to him fountain of water freely. I'm not going to give him a cup. I'm not going to give you one healing. I'm not going to just take away the headache. I'll give you a total healing. I will give you a total transformation. He said, if you are thirsty, I want us to call upon him tonight. Call upon whatever you need. Whatever you need is an open, it's an open chair question. Whatever you need, he said, I will give to him. That is a thirst. I'll give to him that is thirsty. Cry to him. Anything you need, just talk to him. Lord, I cannot continue with this. Lord, you said if I'm thirsty, I should call upon you. I have added fasting to my asking. I have asked a prayer to my asking, Lord. Lord, do this for me, Lord. Cry to him. Failure is not in your calendar, Lord. Disappointment is not part of it, Lord. Lord, I am thirsty. I need good health. I am thirsty. I need wealth. I am thirsty. I need your push. I am thirsty. I need your hand. I am thirsty. I need you to do a new thing in my life. Call upon God this night. Cry to him. The Bible said, not by mind, not by sight. It is by spirit. That his spirit is able to do it. That his spirit is able to perfect it. Cry to him. Cry to him. Your joy will be full. Ekosho le bele godo gede gede gede. Manda lo godo godo godo. Ende ye gede gede gede. I bara da 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 da. I fokosho le gede gede. Just cry to him tonight. From the fountain, he said, I will give it freely. Anybody that is thirsty, anybody that is thirsty of the fountain of water of life, I will give freely. He said, I will give freely. I will give freely. Talk to this God who give water freely, who give drink freely, who give life freely, who give healing freely, who give marriage freely, who give babies freely, who give job freely. Freely, who give money freely? Talk to this God. Talk to him. Lord, I must not continue my life with this. I didn't sign up for pain with you, Lord. I must not continue my life with pain. I didn't sign disappointment with you, Lord. I must not continue with disappointment. Just talk to him. Talk to him. Cry to him. There's nothing impossible for him. There's nothing he cannot do. He will do it in his own time. Oh God, my Father. Le baroto ye gede 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 abato kato koto kete kete. Ask him tonight. The Bible say he give liberally to everyone that ask. He give water. He give fountain to those that are trust. Maroko shole gede gede gede. He brete koshole gede gede. Barekede. The strength to bring forth. The strength to give out. Makato koto kete. He pray kokote yegede lebrodo yegede gede. He pray gede agbara ton laja agbara ton rula. Oh God, my Father, I receive it tonight. I receive it tonight. I receive it tonight. I receive it tonight. The grace to overcome, the grace to win always, the grace to be above always, the grace to stand right always. I receive it tonight. I receive it tonight, Lord. I receive it tonight, Lord. I receive it tonight, Lord. I receive it tonight. A coach at the coat to get the good. A de gede. A branda da do good together. He break kosho yegede gede. Maroto kosho legede. He bata ta 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 kata. Aba kosho yegede gede. He bread de gede. He bato yegede gede. Abato to to to. Anto ya to koto kete gede. Marada da 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 da. I will give unto him that is a thirst. That is the word of God for me. That is the word of God for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's read this scripture and we pray this last prayer. By it we'll be going by the grace of God. Because we are here for 2 hours of prayer tomorrow. I pray that grace will empower you. Please do your best to attend. Don't allow the devil to lock you in. Do your best to attend. Because that will be the last Saturday of the year. Give me Isaiah 61 verse 7. While we were praying, what I was hearing is God will give you double. that thing you are asking for, as God do it, it will add another blessing to it. As he answered that, he will answer another one. 61 said, he said, for your shame, you will have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Your land is your home. Your land is your marriage. Your land is your career. Your land is your health. He said, everlasting joy shall be unto them. You got double dose of trouble. Some of us have not triple dose of trouble we get. The trouble was just doing bass. And at times you will look at yourself. You yourself be asking yourself, do I even believe God? Does God still know me as his child? When the trouble just begin to knock you right, left, and center. Somebody will just give you news without even considering how you will receive the news. But God says, he said, in their possession, in their inheritance, they will receive double. There's somebody here before the end of next year. You will look at yourself and say, how did God do it? The blessing will be so much. The breakthrough will be everywhere. Somebody he was waiting on the Lord. And the man of God prayed for him. Bah, he had double. Twins. Poor. Less than 1 year, the wife was pregnant again. Another double. So when they were doing the Thanksgiving church, the man of God said, oh, another one is on the way. He said, man of God, take it easy. Now triplet. Where, as they born triplet like this, he carried the picking, the mother to the pastor's house. Wait, Baba, hey, you caused the trouble. Keep them. May God give you good trouble. May heaven give you good trouble. Eh? You know, the trouble I'm praying for is where money becomes, where you are looking for manager. I need an accountant to manage this. This is what I'm talking about, me. You know what you are praying for. But God said I will give you double. One thing I was praying, and I said, God, I said, how did you back Samuel up? That none of his word never go without accomplishing. He gave me some instruction, which I will follow. He said, but did I see somewhere talking, yeah. You know, that's the way God will talk to you. He said, did you see him joking? He said, no, he's not. He said, so, he said, he will wait and hear what I said. And he said, he just might speaker. He said, it is my word that never go unaccomplished. May the prayer of today, may the prayer you have prayed today be answered instantaneous in the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard God, he said to me, as I was somewhere, he said, I'll be with you now. That's what he said to me. Somebody needs to pray. We have some few minutes till 8 o'clock. We are going by 8. You need to pray, Lord. I've received enough trouble, enough. That is a yes. Lord, I've received enough trouble. The Bible said, David said, he said in sin, my mother conceived me. He said, so that I am sinning at the old age is not, it's not a mistake. I was groomed into sin. You are going to cry to God, Lord, put an end to my struggle in life. Every struggle in my life, Lord, put an end to it. And as you are putting an end to it, Lord, let me have double possession in my land. Let me have double possession in my inheritance. Let me have double possession over my children. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Cry to God. This is our last prayer point tonight. Cry to him. Lord, I have faced a lot of challenges. You see, when I was a baby, you see, when I was growing up, you see, even in UK, oh God, end all my affliction, end all my struggle. Give me double in the land, Lord. Give me double in the land, Lord. Give me double in the land, Lord. Cry to God tonight. Cry to God tonight. Eyin lo banise te da ibere eyin le banise to ta o le soro oluwa e wa ba mi se e da mi lohun oluwa e da mi lohun oluwa. Cry to God tonight. Double blessing, Lord. Double breakthrough, double lifting, double filling of the auditorium, double, oh God, this year. It is God himself that says, I'll give you double. Except for your shame. How many people have looked down on you? God said, I will give you double blessing. I will give you double breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You will now declare what Genesis 1:3 says to the head, to your situation. You know what Genesis 1:3 says? And God said, let there be light. And what did the Bible say? And there was light. God said, let confusion disappear. Let disappointment disappear. And they go. Abby. Can I make a simple prophecy? The prayer you are praying this year, you will not pray it next year again. Akushore blokashigade. Mante koto yagada. You are going to pray, Lord, I need a permanent light in my situation. Now, what permanent light means is there's no sadness, there's no darkness, there's no sadness, there's no sickness, there's no sad moment, there's no poverty. That's what they call it, huh? There's no sorrow. Thank you, my sister. Everything just the jolly, jolly. Without that light, God would have not created anything. because of the permanent light, it begins from verse 4 to say, let there be this, let there be this, because there was a permanent light. Lord, I need permanent light in my situation. Can I shock you? Some of the people that are looking down on you, some of the people talking trash. If you carry the light of God, they'll be scared to talk about you. As one man of God, popular man of God in Nigeria, in about 15, 12 years, nobody talk about him. Nobody, you'll be scared to talk negative about him. Now, the internet is filled up with all rubbish. The only prayer I was praying for that man, I said, Lord, increase your light in his life. There's a level of light you will carry. Anybody, if you are frying akara, I'm not saying using stove, the proper akara in the village, when you have heavy wood and one fly to it, it becomes part of akara. Have you seen a fly perch on a hot oil? In fact, nobody will know. All those of you who like those small, no, the small Irinu akara, you know? Yeah. You know that small one? Huh? The crumbs of akara. You've eaten so many flies with it. Baba, I want to cook it again. Irinu akara, I want to JC Shimon, don't you go. You are going to cry. The light of God, the permanent light of God that refuses salt. Permanent light of God that drives away disappointment. Permanent light of God, Lord, let there be that light in my life continually. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Let there be that light in my life continually. Pray for yourself tonight. The permanent light of God. The permanent light of God, the illumination of heaven, the light of God, let it be continually with me. Let the presence of God abide with me regularly. The Israelites said, we will not go until you go with us. Until you go, let your presence abide with me, Lord. Permanent light in my finances, permanent light in my health, permanent light in my family, permanent light over my children, permanent light over my knowledge. Thank you, Father. Eternal Rock of Ages, we want to thank you. Lord, I heard you that we said we should fast. I thank you for your children that have obeyed. I thank you for your children that are praying tonight, whether online or physical here. My God and my Father, let there be double portion of blessing for them in the name of Jesus. Every area of their life, they need blessing. Lord, answer them speedily in the name of Jesus. My God, give them goodly surprises. Give them goodly surprises. My God, give them goodly surprises. My God, give them goodly surprises. Thank you, Father. Let somebody be able to say, when did this start? Oh God, how did it happen? That goodly surprises, let it happen suddenly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, the first board meeting of the year, we favor that man. We favor that woman. That decision to give the contract, we favor that man. It will favor that woman. Thank you, mighty Father. No more sorrow. No more disappointment. No more failure. No more lack of money. No more marital issues. Grace will be upon your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray.